Max the Diapered Ghost vs. the Vampire by Barry Oliver. First published 2023. The follow-up book to the two scary diaper novels. Max the Diapered Zombie Killer. Max the Diapered Zombie and Werewolf Killer. Now read the terrifying, diaper-soaking third part of Barry Oliver's trilogy. Prologue: The Great Storm. It was Halloween night in an empty basketball court when 11-year-old Corey Carter kissed another boy for the first time. That boy was named Lauren Jody, a classmate and best friend who Corey had been given permission by his parents to date, but not kiss. Corey broke their rule that Halloween night, though only for a brief second. That second was long enough, however, for Corey to taste the pizza and Skittles candy that Lauren had recently eaten, long enough for Corey to understand he would want to kiss his best friend again. At the time, Lauren was dressed in a life-size dolphin costume, while Corey wore a ballerina T-Rex costume that he had improvised for trick-or-treating. The two friends were now at the Megaplex Sports Complex, where the town of Prospect had organized a huge after-Halloween party. Practically everyone in town was in attendance. Hence Corey and Lauren's reason for slipping away from the crowd into an empty basketball court to perform their illicit, though hardly criminal, first kiss. Corey's eyes opened wide when their lips made contact. "I really like this." As if to mark the special occasion, the single overhead light in the basketball court flickered twice, then went dark. Corey looked up and smiled. "I bet we made that happen." He imagined the magic of their kiss had shorted out the circuit breaker. The sudden darkness was followed by a thundering, pounding sound on the metal roof above. Corey's smile turned to confusion. "I didn't think we were getting a storm tonight," he said to Lauren, who had also smiled at the flickering light. "The weather was supposed to be clear." "Is that hail hitting the roof?" Uncertainty also washed over Lauren's face. It sounded more like large rocks, or dare he imagine, fists pounding on the rooftop. "It must be pretty big hail," Corey shook his head, also imagining it sounded more like fists pounding the roof. Next came the sounds of shouting, followed by screams coming from the main atrium of the sports complex. Corey's eyes averted from the roof toward the closed doors of the basketball court that he and Lauren had found unlocked. "What's happening out there?" A hint of fear crept into Corey's voice. Lauren, however, thought of an explanation. "I bet it's part of the show. You know, a trick to scare the kids. It is Halloween after all." Corey wasn't so sure. Judging by the pounding on the roof and the volume of screams from the atrium, it seemed a bit too elaborate for a joke. Corey told Lauren to remain on the bench. "Stay here. I'm going to go have a look-see." Corey then jogged across the empty court to the doors and peered through their windows. The lights in the atrium had also gone out, though random flashes of light from cell phones punctuated the darkness. Within those flashes of light were illuminated indistinct moving objects. The screaming, however, was unmistakable. Corey would have to open the doors if he was going to see more. He had barely done so when a splash of hot liquid sprayed across Corey's costume and face. Corey recoiled, pulling the door closed behind him. The liquid on his face had a metallic odor and tasted like a nosebleed. Corey retreated from the entrance all the way back to where Lauren was sitting, careful not to take his eyes off the doors. Lauren squinted at the dark stain crossing Corey's T-Rex costume and across his face. "Is that blood?" In the darkened gymnasium, he couldn't make